by Django Reinhardt, the famous French guitarist, who, along with Stephan Grappelli, created that hot club jazzy sound. We listened to Django's tune Daphne, performed by the French Horn Collective from their album Hot Club of Miami. The French Horn Collective is in concert this evening. They'll be doing a live show from North Miami to your computer from the website of the Rhythm Foundation, who is sponsoring the show. You could tune in this evening at 8. And the leader of the French Horn Collective, Vincent Rafford, is on the line. So, Vincent, hi, how you doing?
Hello, Mike. Very good to talk to you. Hello, everybody.
Your band is called the French Horn Collective.
Correct.
And why a collective?
Oh, it's a collective of musicians that for many years we've been playing together, but it starts sometimes to have the same musicians for work or whatever. So we created the collective, and with the musician together we create the collective.
You said we. Or how many? Are you ahead of the band? Are you the leader?
Yeah, I am the leader of the band, and I'd say we, because it's been a lot of musicians playing together for that, and we go from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different musicians, different events, but most of the time, probably around 3 to 4, and some moments we have up to 10. We played up to 10.
10, that's a big band.
That's a big band, yeah. Trombone, we have a lot of instruments. Drum, bass, 2 guitars, keyboard, the trombone, violin, clarinet. It's a full band.
I know you're from France. How much influence did you being from France influence your music?
I would say it's a huge influence, but it's from the French Horn Collective plays a kind of the jazz 1930s vibes. So at this time, the jazz was kind of popular in France too. I would say between the 40s and the 60s or the 50s. So the French influence are very strong, especially with the gypsy jazz and the influence of Django Reinhardt for the instrumental music, and also for the vocal music, as Yves Montand, Edith Piaf, all the great singers back at the time.
Well, with Django Reinhardt, as you mentioned, the influential guitarist, it seems like France had a big part in the development of jazz music.
Yes, and you know, the history after the war, a lot of musicians also went to France, and it was a place for them to express. And France do have a very, very, very good jazz influence.
So a lot of Americans musicians went to France to play.
Yes, they did.
Obviously, these were black musicians, and their musicianship was much more appreciated, and they were treated a lot better in Paris. And when did you start playing?
Oh, well, I started music when I was 12 years old, and I started the French Horn Collective when I moved to the States a couple of years later. I moved here in Miami in 2007, and I started the band probably around 2011 or 12.
I'm speaking with Vincent Rafford, who's with the French Horn Collective, and they're going to be doing a concert tonight, courtesy of the Rhythm Foundation. Now, it's going to be a live concert, but it's, again, a quarantine concert. Is there going to be an audience for you?
Well, that's a good question. I think we won't have a direct audience. I spoke to the sound guys, and they told me that they won't have a PA plug outside. So basically, the sound will be from the stage and from our monitor, but they're not allowed to plug from outside of the venue. So it's very restricted. So it could be a few people, but again, they only will be able to hear the stage, the sound from the stage. But it's going to be live stream.
We'll be live stream at the Rhythm Foundation Facebook page.
Yes, and it's going to be 5 cameras, so we should have a very good angle.
5 cameras doing it.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time. The Rhythm Foundation is producing concerts for years in South Florida, and even
Absolutely.
During the quarantine, they've been producing concerts.
Yes, they did, actually. Yes, that was incredible. They are really, really on top of everything, and they try to do their best to keep the music playing.
So how's it going to be different with mostly of your audience being online?
That's a good question. For me, I never had this experience, so it's going to be hard to tell. But, you know, at least we're going to be together with a musician, and we're going to try our best to really created atmosphere between us, and hopefully that will be catched to the cameras and for the live stream. So it will be an interesting experience.
One thing I find interesting about the French Horn Collective is your eclectic taste. I know Jude Papaloco is a local Haitian drummer, and he's also part of the band.
Well, that's Jude and myself. We are friends for many, many years, and we love to collaborate in the music. And he's a great percussionist, he's a good composer, and he's a great singer, too. And we are making a very interesting jam together when we play. And for this year, like we did last year, we play again together, and we're going to create some music. And he's not totally part of the collective, because the collective is more to the jazz music. But this year, we're doing something is more personal. So it's more world music. It's going to be French world music with Haitian influence with Papaloco. So we're going to mix it up.
It says it's part of the Make Music Miami Fête de la Musique. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Well, Fête de la Musique is actually a party that's happening since 1980s or little, around 80s something in France. Or every June 21st, they celebrate the music. And it's a celebration outside. So basically, everyone who plays music can play outside of the house, in the street, and all the streets are open for live band. And it's a free event. You walk in the street and you have thousands of musicians, bands playing together, every type of level. It's pretty great. And every city is doing that, every small village doing that. It's a huge event.
So June 21st today it is a worldwide event, more or less.
Well, kind of, yes. At least it started. It's going to be in Miami and in France for sure. I don't know about the other cities, but yes, for sure those two cities will be resonate together.
Vincent Rafford is on the line from the French Horn Collective. Vincent, I got some bad news. I don't know, was it about 6 months ago that you got in an accident?
Yes, absolutely. It was a very tragic, tragic, no, because I'm still here, but it was a very dramatic accident that I had in a motorcycle. And I spent up to 39 days in the hospital in a trauma, coma. Well, it was very, very hard. So it's kind of an incredible challenge for me to play again on stage on the June 21st and tonight.
It was quite a shock when we heard you were in that motorcycle accident. How are you?
I'm doing pretty great. I would say it's a lot of work I did to myself to be able to be the way I am today. A lot of physical therapies and a lot of rest and good food, of course. I've been working on myself a lot, and I can play. So that's the thing. I get tired, but I can play. That's the first step going back.
I can't imagine what you've gone through. What's been motivating you?
Wow, good question. I think what's been motivating me, it's a very simple thing. When you know you were very close to lost everything, from your life to your bodies to your paralysis, to everything, and at the end you are not. And you're like, wow, this is incredible. I was so close for it, and I am not. So it's kind of a grateful situation that give me motivation. Like, I cannot waste my time. I should not let myself going down. I have to walk because I have things to say. And that's my first motivation. I be grateful and say and give it back, you know, like I felt like it's a chance that I had, and now I have to give it back.
Is this your first concert since the accident?
Totally, yes.
Has it affected your playing?
No, because I could train myself since a couple of months and the accident. But the only thing that affect me, and it's why we're not going to do a long performance, is the time. So I get tired after a while, so I have to manage my energy for that. So right now I'm going to rest the rest of the day and doing a beautiful show tonight. And knowing my yes, my energy, my fatigue. It's I get fatigued very easy. That's it.
Oh, so the concert is this evening. It's only an hour concert.
Yeah, we're gonna do 50-minute set.
50 minutes.
Yeah, 50 minutes. Five zero.
So the bigger the band, does that mean the less music you have to play?
Well, no, we're going to have talents, but at least, you know, it's not going to be 2 hours to stand up on the stage. So we're going to play, Papa Loco's going to play a few songs. I'm going to play a few songs by myself, I mean, with the band, but some original music. And then we're going to all play together. So I will be able to play guitar, trumpet, and sing, but, you know, we take it songs by songs.
It also says on the press release that you'll be streaming, is it a singer from Paris?
Yes, Lisette Alea, yeah.
How did you know her?
Oh, I met her very briefly years ago in Miami, and I we're not totally in contact, but we know each other, but from Rhythm Foundation, they are very close to each other. She's a beautiful artist.
Vincent Refford with the French Horn Collective in concert this evening, starting at 8 o'clock on your computer. Is it going to be at the Facebook page of the Rhythm Foundation, or is it their website? Do you know?
I believe it's going to be on the Facebook. I am not totally sure about this information, but you can look on the website. Everything is explained, and of course on the Facebook, they send an invitation, and you can follow the group of the Rhythm Foundation for La Fête de la Musique, June 21st. And everything is explained on it. I think you just have to click and nothing to download, and it's going to be live.
The French Horn Collective in concert tonight at 8 o'clock on your computer. Well, let me finish up with a song, Vincent. Tell me about Key West.
Oh, great. That's a song that actually been writing, sorry for my English, in Key West years ago. And I found these songs again in a notebook, and we finished the song with a friend of mine who was living in France, and we came in the distance by the phone finishing the songs. And I went to the studio, and I recorded the songs, and I had an English part, is why I suggest you to play the song, and you're going to play it. And the chorus is in English. So the verse are in French, and the chorus in English. And it's Mr. Wendell Morrison, who is an incredible singer, who is part of the collective, who sings the song, the English part on it. And it's a song about QS. It's a kind of a world music reggae vibe, and French and English. And it's a music video that everyone can watch it on YouTube. You just have to tap QS, the French Horn Collective of Vincent Refford, and you can have access of it.
Vincent, I want to thank you for taking time, and I'm so glad that you recovered from your accident.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad too. So we'll see you tonight, and we're going to have a great time.
from my